Bad Lobenstein is a sleepy town in the eastern German state of Thuringia. And yet in this castle, police say the alleged plotters would meet to discuss their plans and store their weapons. It belongs to Heinrich Reuss, a minor aristocrat who styles himself as Prince Heinrich XIII, but who investigators believe is the ringleader of the group, a man long denounced by his family and by other townspeople for espousing conspiracy theories.
All citizens of Bad Lobenstein received a letter this past summer in which we were told that we were not German because our passports were not German. We were then given the opportunity to apply for our German origin documents with what the sender called the Reuss administration.
The driving ideology of the Reuss group is from the far-right Reichsbürger tradition. It would do away with democracy and reimpose the imperialist rule by a monarch or Kaiser. Many thousands of people have a loose and not criminal affiliation to the wider principle, but very few have actively plotted to bring it about.
Convinced people can be very strange in Germany, can be very radical, and can be violent. We have seen that in our history, and this is the very reason that the big majority of the people say not again.
Certainly, the mood among many Germans is one of incredulity.
It's not really comprehensible. You hear about such plans in other countries, but for this to happen outside my front door? The government we have is not ideal, but probably better than what they had planned.
To be honest, I have no words. It's so far away from what I personally believe in, so I find it hard to grasp.
One central question being asked is how some of the alleged plotters could have reached positions of relative power and influence in society. Another question is what the country should do to remove such people from office earlier.
The most important consequence of this is that everyone knows that we have a true state and a defensible democracy, which is able with its security authorities to thwart such violations of the law and repel them with all its might.
Reichsbürgers have a love-hate relationship with this building. As the Bundestag or federal parliament, it's a demonstration of a democratic Germany they would abandon. But as the old Reichstag's building, it's a reminder of the imperial Germany they would bring back. For now, ministers say they've thwarted that ambition. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.